Page 38, measure number 24-316, City of Staten, referred to the people by the City Council. Annex 17.5 acres near 777 Schaff Road. Question, shall 17.5 acres near 777 Schaff Road be annexed for future possible subdivision into 54 lots? Summary, by Resolution 865, the State and City Council approved a request by Roger and Joan Roberts and RJR Properties Company to annex 17.5 acres located adjacent to 777 Schaff Road. The 17.5 acres will be zoned low-density residential, LD, for single-family dwellings. The applicants have submitted a conceptual plan showing a possible subdivision into 54 lots, single-family use. A yes vote means the annexation is approved. A no vote means the annexation will not be approved. The 17.5 acres is located inside the Staten urban growth boundary and is designated low-density residential in the Staten Comprehensive Plan. The annexation would convert 17.5 acres zoned as Marion County Urban Transition, UT-20, to Staten City Low-Density Residential, LD. Annexation would allow for the extension of city services, sewer, water and streets, and development of the property possibly into 54 single-family dwelling sites. An application for development approval has not yet been submitted to the city, but a conceptual plan shows possible subdivision into 54 lots for single-family dwellings. Explanatory statement for measure number 24-316, City of Staten. If approved, this measure would result in annexation of 17.5 acres of territory, known as the Territory, to the City of Staten. The Territory is located at 777 Schaff Road and surrounding land north of Schaff Road, east of Oakmont Lane, a private street, and south of Mill Creek, and designated in the Staten Comprehensive Plan as low-density residential. Zoning of the territory, if annexed, would be LD, low-density residential. The LD zone district generally allows single-family residential uses, bed and breakfast establishments, residential group homes, daycare facilities, and family child care centers. This zoning designation allows a maximum density of 6 dwelling units per acre. A complete description of uses in the LD zone district is available at Staten Municipal Code, SMC, Chapter 17.16. The portion of the territory that is within 100 feet of the normal high water of Mill Creek would be placed within the city's Natural Resource Overlay District. Adequate public facilities exist to serve the territory in accordance with the city's adopted budget, master plans, capital improvement plan, and urban growth management process. Additional information regarding the proposed annexation and zoning is available for public review at the Staten Department of Planning and Development, 311 North 3rd Avenue, Staten, Oregon, and on the city's website, www.statenoregon.gov. Submitted by Dan Fleischman, City of Staten. Page 39, here's a map showing the property to be annexed and an argument in favor of measure number 24-316. Roger and Joan Roberts propose the annexation of 17.5 acres of land which resides next to their residency at 777 Schaff Road, as well as directly adjoining Staten Middle School. Through the annexation process, Roger and Joan proposed a conceptual plan that exceeds the minimum standards, which is governed by the City of Staten, creating an overall density of 3 units per acre. This is half of the maximum allowable density. The proposed conceptual plan will be a mix of standard single-family homes and attached single-family townhomes. This will provide a diverse mix of lots, which will allow a potential home buyer or builder an array of opportunities at various price ranges. The plan also illustrates the construction of greenways and open park spaces. Roger and Joan propose the construction of a new public park that adjoins Mill Creek and extends the existing trail system in accordance with the trail's master plan. The approval of this annexation would provide great benefit to the city of Staten. In recent years, the city of Staten has gone to much expense to extend and amend city services, sewer, water, and dry utilities through this parcel of land to accommodate future development, as illustrated in the Master Utility Comprehensive Plan, www.statenor.govoffice2.com.title 13, May 3, 2010. The acceptance of the annexation and subsequent future subdivision application will give the city an opportunity to realize the gains of these investments through the collection of SDC fees, system development charges. The city of Staten, though small, is a great community to live. By providing a diverse, attractive, friendly neighborhood, this annexation would contribute to the marketability of the city of Staten's growth potential. Vote yes and support Staten's growth. Roger and Joan Roberts. This information furnished by Roger Roberts. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar.